All right, well, hear then the word of the Lord on a God's holy word. Philippians 3, verses 7 through 11. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. All right, so why don't we pray and then we'll get into God's word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We thank you for the Lord's Day, that we're at the close of the day and that we can worship you in spirit and in truth and in the spirit of faith. And thank you for this gem of faith that we can find here in Philippians chapter 3. And what a blessing it is to be here tonight. And I just thank you for this privilege, this opportunity to share your word, to sound out the gospel message from your precious word, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that may the hearts of those hearing be opened, and that may we all just understand your word and grow together in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you know, isn't it one, you know, so we're making our way through Philippians, and we're in chapter 3 now, and, you know, isn't it wonderful that it's about faith? It's not about our works. It's about faith. You know, years ago, I mean, I remember being taught, I was kind of in some circles where they didn't really teach faith that much. And it was so discouraging that without faith, it's kind of discouraging, right? But faith was brought up, but it wasn't really always at the forefront. And we don't have to earn our own way with the Lord. That's so wonderful, and that's what we're here to rejoice about. The great preacher and teacher, R.C. Sproul, you know, just if an angel comes, he said, if an angel comes in here and says, talking about, you know, into worship, wait a minute, you can't get to heaven by trusting Christ and Christ alone and having the imputation of his merit. And the angel came here and said, for you to really be justified, you have to inherit righteousness. You have to add works to faith, merit to grace, you to Christ. If an angel from heaven came in here and said that this afternoon, I would take him by the seat of his celestial pants and kick him out of here. I thought that was kind of neat. So, yeah. So, and in this scripture, in this passage, this might not be, this might not be the most one might really relate to the doctrine of faith alone. But I really believe this passage really is all about faith. You know, it talks about the power of the resurrection and not having my own righteousness, and it talks about Christ. But nested in here is the doctrine of by faith alone, sola fide. And, you know, it's always interesting how in history something that, you know, has always stuck close to me is the five solas of the Reformation. You know, we have, you know, last time we talked about the doctrine of Christ alone and rejoicing in him. And it wasn't just those doctrines, but they were sounded out in the scriptures. They were here in God's word. And today, I really believe it's talking about faith alone, by justification by faith alone. But we see what it's surrounded by. We see that it's surrounded by the power of the resurrection. And, you know, even last time, if you look at verse 3 of Philippians 3, that's what we spoke about. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus. We rejoice in Christ Jesus alone and have no confidence in the flesh. Have no confidence in the flesh. You know, in our passage, and, you know, it's always good to discover faith over and over again in God's word, isn't it? Our passage this evening probably wouldn't be singled out as the most pronounced passage on the doctrine of faith alone. But as a gem discovered, we can see it emanates the doctrine of faith alone as it sits nested in this passage. And we'll be speaking about Christ through, you know, justification and Christ through faith in the different angles, reasons, and founding of faith in Christ from his holy word. You know, we just sang faith is the victory. Pastor had a wonderful message from Joshua this morning, and the victory that we have. And in Christ, And, you know, faith is that victory. And it's such a, it's oh glorious victory that overcomes the world. And that's what we need each day in our everyday life, the faith that we have in Christ. Charles Spurgeon said, faith laughs at that which fear weeps over. I think that's such a profound quote and so true. We could laugh in the face of our fears, and we could laugh by, you know, at the things that surround us because we have Christ and we have faith in him. And we might even be here tonight, you know, we might even say, oh Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. We might be going through a deep trial. We might be going through a hard time, and yet, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. You know, and he knows everything. He knows our hurts. He knows everything that that's happening in our lives. But anyway, if we go to verse 9, verse 9 says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. So I'd like to look to Ezekiel 34, verses 11 and 12. Ezekiel 34, verses 11 and 12. You know, just think of it, being found in him. We have to be found we need to be sought after, right? To be found, we need to be sought after. And he's the one, he's the Lord God. He's the great shepherd. He's the one that seeks after us. It's all about him. It's all about him. And Ezekiel 34, verses 11 and 12 declare, for thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. We are found in him. He's the one that seeks after us, and then we're found in him. He brings us into, as you know, just as Lazarus the beggar, remember he was found. He was in Jesus's bosom. That's where he was found, in Abraham's bosom, and which is Jesus. So we're found in him. And I think that's what's critical there, is we're found in him. But think of it, we were lost. We were lost. To be found, we have to be lost. And, it's so amazing that we're found by him, because when we're deep in our sins and we're in our sinful life, to be finally found of him is such an amazing thing, to rejoice in Christ Jesus alone, which kind of goes back to our last message. And then we're found in him and we're rejoiced over. Just like, you know, in Luke 15, you don't have to turn there, but, remember it was said, it was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. He's found. So we're found in him. And we have to be found in Christ. We can't just be lost and found by anything. We can pick up some kind of religion. That's not being found. We have to be found in Christ, in him. But remember, faith has this premise attached to it, not having my own righteousness. Not having my own righteousness, it continues to say, being found in him, not having my own righteousness, and which is of the law. And it's so important, you know, as this pastor mentioned just recently, you know, tonight, you know, talking about assurance and people trying to work their way there. Maybe it's whatever it is, what kind of religion, I just wanted to quote R.C. Sproul again. He says, and if I have to wait until